Mark, he said,
"Ah,
the bear thinks he's the strongest man in the world. He thinks he's a king. And that's silly, right? He's not. He thinks he's He-Man. He's not He-Man, right?"
I am the king of...
Earlier today, Mark, he said, "We have a Yoda toy, a Yoda doll. That's silly." And I said, "Oh, we're talking about the Toyota." And he said, "You mean there's a Yoda doll? That's silly. Toyota." In other words, Toyota.
He said, "Hey, let's get out of here. There are a lot of bees in here." And I went in the room and he said, "Hey, you're in the middle of the bees and one of them just appeared in you." It was
really?
One of them just got on me.
Bees.
Those little bees?
Yeah.
Oh, those little bees aren't going to hurt you. Actually, they're not bees. They're little pieces of dust, Mark. You had the bees?
Yeah.
Or they flies? Marky, your breakfast.
They're nice bees.
Mark said, "Want to see? Come see my friend that came over that ate the breakfast."
And here's one more friend that wanted to come over. He's going to sit there.
Okay, you're going to have enough friends to play with now.
Yeah.
Okay. This is one of his friends is the Ewok and the other is the little kitty rock and roll. But I'm not being bad, Marky's not being bad. And Marky said, none is being bad. And after hearing that record he said, "None is being bad at the table, you mean." Right, no one's being bad at the table, we mean.
They won't get any money if they take their things off.
I know. But, no, they'll put something else on and make you buy other things.
Do you?
Do I buy their things? No, I won't buy them because I think that they're playing dirty tricks. I won't buy their stuff. Because they didn't ever ask me before they took it off. That wasn't right, was it? Took off Ross's Manimal program.
You mean like they did to MASH?
Well, MASH was on for years and years and years though, honey. So you can't get too mad about MASH.
MASH is still on.
After MASH now it's called. And you can see you can still see MASH reruns in the daytime.
Will Manimal be like that?
Yeah, they'll run it during the daytime probably. But you don't know when. It might be, later in the year or something like that. They'll come back with some reruns. Yeah, that's what they like to do with those old TV programs. They rerun them during the day.
Hey, I know what they're trying to do. Every time of the year or when it's, or whatever they call it, they know what when to take off and then put back on. Because on the same year or whatever they call it, they put it on back on.
Honestly, Ross, we don't understand why they do it. They think that they're doing themselves good by doing it. I don't think we agree.
I don't think they're doing
it. I think they're dumb.
They're doing so
good. They have no idea what they're doing. Criterion that doesn't have a lot to do with
their viewers. Right. So, now why don't we figure out some other games to play, okay? TV is not the only thing in life, is it? Honey, you got some syrup on your coat. Can I wash it off? Well, I told Mark and Ross that we were going to go to the attic, and I said, "And it's real scary up there." And he said, Ross said, "It's not scary." And I said, "Well, it's dangerous and you get scared." And Marky said, "I don't want to go up because I had a dream that I went to the attic and it was scary. So I'll just see you guys. In other words, I'll just watch you guys." And afterwards, Ross called Marky a scaredy cat. I know he called you a scaredy cat. I told him to stop it. Ross. Ross to say, "You're sorry for lying." He said, "I'm sorry for lying." And Martin said, "No, I'm sorry for lying, please." And Ross said, "That doesn't make sense."
"I won't."
"You won't what? You won't say it's okay?"
"Sorry." "No."
Martin said, "If it's just sorry, I won't." In other words, I won't accept the apology.
"Sorry very much."
"I'm very sorry, Sam. I'm very, very sorry."
"No."
"That's good enough, Mark. You say that's okay." "Okay, then you go to your room with a spanking if you don't."
"And with my right hand back."
"Okay, it's okay. It is okay. It's just squished."
"No. It is okay if you're squished. Okay. If there's any more violence here, it'll be the end of the whole deal. No more coloring, no more attic, no more fun."
"No."
"Okay. And no more Kool-Aid." Ross said, "I think I saw it." I told Ross that he lost his Raiders of the Lost Ark tape. He said, "I think I saw what did you think you saw?"
"I think I saw one of them someday, but I didn't see Indiana Jones. I only saw the name called Raiders of the Lost Ark."
"Should we go look for it?" "Okay, you go upstairs and start looking. Look through all your drawers." Marky wanted me. I told Marky to clean up his game, and he said, "It's not a game. It's a house that I'm making for Yoda. That's what it is." He had actually told me a little bit earlier that it was a house for Yoda. "Hey, Mark.
What?
Who made this mess?"
"Both of us."
"Are you sure?"
"Yeah. I don't remember."
"I might be, but I don't remember." By the way, today is New Year's Eve, and something Ross said about a couple hours ago was, the funny thing about numbers is that numbers go on forever, and letters only goes on for a while. He said that after looking at a dot-to-dot, which was done half in letters and half in numbers. This was a dot-to-dot Santa Claus connect the dots book. I told Ross and Mark, I said, "I don't know why you don't like me. I just played until you guys got hurt, and then I quit." And then Marty said, "I'm not really hurt." And Ross said, "Stick your tongue out and show
it's
that
okay.
Nose to show that you're not really hurt." "What?
It's okay. We're okay now."
"You are okay? But when you fell, you didn't seem like you were okay."
"We are now."
"You said you almost cracked your neck. You said he almost cracked his neck, right?" "Well, that's pretty serious, Ross."
"Does Mark have, does Ross have my mouth or your mouth?"
"Ross has a beautiful mouth."
"I know, who
can't be that? Either of us. Can't be that."
"No, I was hoping to clean it.
It's too pretty."
"Pretty mouth.
I hope it's not like Lisa's."
"Why?"
"Yeah. Then I'm, then I'll have to talk too much."
"Really?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Who else talks too much?"
"Oh, you mean on TV?"
"Mm-hmm. You can sit down and talk with him."
"Mm-hmm. How about Moose?"
"Sounds bad."
"Lisa talks more than Moose."
"Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's one of the six. Oh, well,
yeah.
I don't know how you can say that I always talk too much."
"Mm-hmm.
I have
a clear example of a malapropism in children here. This is from Mark on January 2nd. He said, "I like my short." "I like this short shirt, I mean." And what was happening was he was pulling out his clothes from his pajama drawer, and he really had to put on a new shirt. He just finished putting on his shorts, and he got confused, kept on with the word short, or of shorts, when he really wanted to say, "I like this shirt." He pulled out the Snoopy cool shirt, and he had already put on his little blue shorts. as he left the table, he said burp, and he said burping at the table too.
I'm burping quiet at the table too.
I'm burping quiet at the table too, I think. Give me your hand. Is it good to burp at the table? No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's not polite, Mark.
Yeah.
That's how they made lightsabers. How do they make lightsabers?
Well, at first, the handle, they used tin, and they used some the thing that Mom told me. Mm-hmm. It, you can see through it. It's kind of like plastic, and what I was thinking it does is there's a little spring inside of it, and there's a shield around too, and there's food colors inside, and when you press a button, it makes the spring punch up the green food color.
Hmm. You're exactly right, Ross. I really think that's what happened. Ross said, you know that program we saw on TV on Channel 13? Where everybody was naked. And I said, who's that, Ron? And he said, well, you know, it wasn't very colorful, just like Dukes of Hazzard isn't very colorful. Just believe me, it wasn't very colorful. And just believe me was sort of, I don't want to have to describe it, just believe me.
Yeah.
And Ross said, Daddy, you know, Knight Rider was on a very long time, and before you thought it was murder. And I said, uh-uh. And he said, yeah, you thought it was murder. You thought it was people killing each other. What do you mean? You mean the program and I wouldn't let you watch Knight Rider?
Yeah, when we were four or something like that.
I thought it was too violent?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it really wasn't.
Wasn't that A-Team?
No.
Oh.
That was Knight Rider. Don't you remember?
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
A long time back before we even got into it.
Okay, but they don't really murder people on it now, do they?
Right. You didn't even know.
No, I didn't know. I was afraid, though. I was afraid it might be a lot of murder on that. Mm-hmm. There are some of those programs that have a lot of murder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean it's been on for a long time?
Well, because a long time, you won't let us see it, and it was on for a very long time.
It had been on for a long time,
yeah.
You mean? And I hadn't let you see it? Is that right?
Yeah.
You mean you missed all the first parts of Knight Rider?
Mm-hmm. And then when they told me that it wasn't murderer, then I told you.
Uh-huh. And then we let you see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now do you think it's one of the best programs on TV?
Best?
Yeah.
It's one of my, I don't like it. I love it.
Oh, I see. It's one of your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. That's wonderful.
Hey, you know what?
What, honey?
Did you know that the first time we even changed our seats?
Yeah.
Did you know that when she asked us how we liked it, I said, I don't like it, I love it.
To have new seats is great, isn't it?
Because
now
we move around a lot.
It's more fun that way, isn't it? As this kid, Ross said, nobody's fastest. Because no one of us can all get our work done all the time. Can all get our work done all the time. Uh-huh. Well, who's the slowest? Who's the slowest kid?
Well, there are two or three.
Two or three really slow kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And they are named four.
Uh-huh.
They are named...
Uh-huh.
Michael Ola
and
William.
So all the boys—they're all boys. Ross says he's going to take his Grover book to school, and I said, "Yeah, you can read it all except for the part where it says Grover the Cleaner Upper." And he said, "Yeah, but I can read that now." And I said, "Well, you had a hard time on the first time." And he said, "Yeah, but on the second and third time through, I can do it."
Ross asked me, Daddy, when we go there, what's the lowest price? And I said, $1 a piece. And he says, what does that go to? And I said, it goes to the church. And he said, no, I mean, what pop does it go to? In other words, what's the lowest price? Not for entry to roller skating, but for buying Cokes when we're down at roller skating. 35 cents, Ross. I think, or they're all the same price. I told him they were all the same price. He said, well, then when I get there, I want Sprite. And I said, well, sometimes they don't have all of them. He said, yeah, well, sometimes they do have all of them. In other words, that's the one he wants the most, is Sprite. Not sure what he was going to do. What if I told you that Coca-Cola was cheaper than Sprite?
I take Coke.
Uh-huh. Because you're going to go to the one for the cheapest price?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What if I told... What if I said Sprite was cheaper than Coca-Cola? Good boy. And what if I told you the same price? And I'd go for either one, he said.
We'd go, Mark.
And we thought if you could do anything you want with them. Ross said instead of Marky complaining for water, Mommy could put them in a big pot and melt him some water, right? Mom, this isn't big enough. This pot isn't big enough for all of our ice.
Yeah.
I'll get a bigger one, okay? Get a bigger pot. That one's just simply not big enough.
Let's put them in little pieces.
Let's, wait, no, wait. Let's put them in a big pot. That one's not big enough for all of our ice. Okay? Oh, one of them has a pine cone in it. I thought it was a fish at first, but it's really a pine cone.
Let's break it.
No, better ask Mom. These are presents to her. Ask her first what she wants to do with them.
Okay. Here's one.
Put it in there. Ask Mom what she wants to do with them.
Okay. What do you want to
do? Mom, we see you gotta come out. We see you gotta come out. Can I come in with you guys?
Speaking yeah. of bath, could we give the,
He wants the bath?
No.
What?
The cube, the bath.
The cube?
Oh.
Ooh, Mommy has a project that she's going to do. I don't know, that's her present. She has to do what she wants with it.
And she has to do what she wants to do.
Well, she doesn't know what she's going to do.
She hasn't got an idea yet?
She asked me if... You could come up with one.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we could take them in the bath with us, or she could do a science project.
Yeah, I'm going to leave one of my own.
Melting ice.
A melting ice. Show you how ice melts.
I'm keeping my underwear on okay. So I can be... So I'm going to...
Okay. But... Yeah, Mom, that's what we want you to do. Why are those little things there? Because they're dirt. They're little dirt. Little pieces of gecko. Little pieces of gecko.
Could you take a nap and then get those little beads off?
Okay.
Because they are beads.
And they are dirty, right?
Yeah.
They are beads and they are dirty.
And they were on your shoes. what?
On my shoes, Ross's shoes, and your shoes too.
Yeah.
So these shoes are very dirty. Leave those down here. I'm going to put these two pair up.
Oh, this shoe!
Mom, you're not healthy.